بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما العبرة بالخواتيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تموتون كما تحيون وتحشرون كما تموتون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين لرسول رسائل درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected elders and dear brothers I've recited one ayat and also three ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there are two very important principles that we derive from these ahadith that have been quoted. The first principle that we derive is that the outcome of anything in this world is determined at the end. Before the end of anything, we cannot determine its outcome. It is only at the end that the outcome of anything is determined. Therefore, we cannot determine who is a Jannati and who is a Jahannami until we know what was the end of that person. Because it often happens that a person outwardly appears to be pious and righteous and so on, but right at the end of his life, he does something that causes him to leave the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. And on the other hand, we have a situation where a person may have committed a lot of crimes and wrongs and evils and vices throughout his life, but at the end of his life, Allah blessed him with the ability to repent, and he repented and he left this world clean and pure of sin. So it is the ending that determines the outcome. And that is what is mentioned in this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعِبْرَةُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. It is the very end that determines the outcome. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The person whose last words before he leaves this world is La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. So it's at the end that we see what is the outcome. For example, there is a flight that takes off very well, and throughout the flight it was going very smooth. But right towards landing, Allah forbid, there was a problem, and the plane crashes after a 10-hour journey just before it lands, or as it is landing. So we will say that the whole flight was a waste, because it's the end result that determined the outcome. On the other hand, you may have a flight that took off with a lot of turbulence, and throughout the flight there was engine problems and so on. But by the grace of Allah, the pilot managed to land the flight safely. Then we will say whatever was before is all over, it's not important. The end result was the important one, that is the flight landed safely. So therefore we find that the pious elders, their concern was always, how will my end be? that Allah must cause our end to be the best, that we should leave this world with the kalima, that we should leave this world having repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our sins, and secured the maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the primary concern. On one occasion, somebody praised Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, and indeed he was really deserving of the highest praise. They were praising him for his piety and his righteousness and his wonderful qualities and his good character and all his good deeds and his knowledge. Hazrat remarked to those people, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi remarked to those people, and he said to them that all your praises mean nothing to me. It is meaningless. I am not impressed at all by all of these praises that you are heaping upon me. The day Abdul Qadir takes his iman safe and secured in his heart to the qabr, and he faces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the iman in his heart, then that is the day all the praises will be worth what it was said and what was mentioned. But Allah forbid, if Abdul Qadir leaves this world without iman secure in his heart, then the praises of the whole makhluk and creation will mean nothing when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator, in the hereafter. So my dear friends, it is really the end that determines the outcome. And therefore, another incident that comes to mind. Once a great wali of Allah, he was passing through an area, enemies were ruling over the area, and he was captured by the soldiers, and he was taken to the king, and they treated him very harshly, and the king insulted him very badly. The king insulted him in front of the whole court. He said to him, "Who is better? Are you better, or is this dog here, this dog of mine, is better? Who of the two are better?" Obviously, this was meant as an insult. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not influenced by all these things. And their gaze is very far away. So this wali of Allah replied. And what a reply he gave. He was not fazed by what the king said. He was not irritated or upset by what the king had to say. He maintained his calm and composure because his gaze was somewhere else. He said to the king, "Listen, do you want to know the real answer to this question that you have posed, that am I better or is your dog better? Then the answer to that question is, if I leave this world with iman intact in my heart, then I can say that I'm better than this dog of yours. Because I will attain salvation in the hereafter, and I will be granted an eternal life in paradise. But if I leave this world without iman intact in my heart, then I have no doubt in pronouncing that this dog of yours is better than I, because then I will not attain salvation and I will face eternal damnation in the fire of hell, whereas this dog will have no reckoning on the day of judgment, like all the other animals. It will be said to the animals, 'Kunu turaba,' turn into dust, and all the animals will turn into dust besides 10 animals, which is not my subject matter, But just to inform our brothers, there are 10 animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let them turn into dust, but they will be made to enter into Jannah. And these 10 animals will be those fortunate animals that will also be amongst the citizens of Jannah. Now, which are those 10 animals? That you can find out and research. But the rest of all the animals, billions and billions of animals and creatures and insects, all will be turned to dust. So he said to the king, listen, if I die without iman, this dog is better than me, because he will have a better outcome than me in the hereafter. With such sincerity and such profoundness there was in this utterance of this wali and friend of Allah, that it had an impact on the heart of the king. And the king said, explain to me a little bit more. What are you talking about? What is iman? What are you talking about, dying with iman and salvation in the hereafter? So he found an ideal opportunity and he started explaining the concept of Islam and iman. And he explained the concept of the life of the hereafter. And the king was listening with great interest. And after a certain period of time, the king was so affected by what he had to say, the da'wah, the invitation that he gave him, that the king accepted Islam, and all the courtiers, and all the subjects, and all the armies of the king together with him, all came into the fold of Islam. And what was a very, very negative situation turned out into a beautiful, positive situation. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs us in the Holy Quran a beautiful principle. Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khairul lakum. Many a times you may be faced with a situation or circumstances in life that looks very negative and bad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa huwa khairul lakum. There's some goodness and there's some good hidden in it, which you, because of your limited knowledge and understanding, you are unaware of that reality. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. Often you may think something is very nice and very good, but because of your limited knowledge and understanding, you think it is good, whereas in reality there is bad in it. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you do not know. Allah's knowledge is all encompassing. So here we find a very negative situation. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned such a negative situation into a positive situation. So we come back to the principle that everything is determined by the end. If at the end we left with iman, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The person whose last words before he leaves this world was la ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah, even if he passed 70 or more years of his life in the state of kufr and shirk. He was a mushrik, he was an idol worshipper. He did not even worship Allah. He did not even recognize Allah. He did not believe in the unity and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not have tawheed in his heart. But at the end of his life, Allah gave him the ability to see the light, the nur of Islam, the hidayat. And he was guided. And he read the kalima la ilaha illallah at his closing moments. Subhanallah, dakhala al-jannah, he will enter Jannah. The ulama have stated that many people who we may think left this world as disbelievers because the iman was secret between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody was there to see or observe at the time of their death. But some good deed they may have performed in their life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved so much, that at the closing moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself arranged directly or through the agency of the angels to come make talqeen of the kalima. And they read the kalima right at the end. And they left this world. And outwardly it may have appeared that they left this world without Islam and Iman. But in actual fact, they had left this world with Iman, and they will be amongst the dwellers of Jannah. And people will come there and they will be surprised to see this person who I thought died without Islam and Iman. And he was buried even not in a Muslim graveyard. But here he is with the people of Jannah. One incident is narrated about a certain person who was from the Hindu faith. And he was good friends with one of the great ulama of the time. They had a good relationship. And Islam does not say that we cannot have a good relationship with people of other faiths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that when no people do not harm you, or people do not oppress you, or they're not doing anything wrong to you, then you have no right to do anything wrong to them. And you should live in harmony and peace. This is the fundamental teachings of Deenul Islam. In Medina, there were non-Muslims that were living in the midst of the Muslims. Jews lived in Medina. And they used to visit Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them had a very friendly relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Story is mentioned about one young Jewish boy. He used to be constantly in and out of the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the fact that he was not a Muslim. And when he became ill and the news of his illness reached Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a group of his companions went to visit this boy. He was only a teenager, perhaps 12, 13 of age. And the messenger of Allah, Allah's beloved Nabi, the Imam of Anbiya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to visit this little boy. Look at the reciprocation of respect and love. He showed love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and respect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciprocated. From this the ulama say that one can even visit people who are sick. One can go to their houses and give condolences when they lose their beloved ones. One can have good neighborly relations. One could assist and help when people are in need. This is the beautiful akhlaq of Islam. This is how millions entered the fold of Islam on the good conduct and character of the Muslims. The peaceful, loving, kind, compassionate nature of the Muslims. The good character, the good habits, the good manners, the good ways of the Muslims is what attracted people to Islam. They are not attracted by our nafil namazes and our umrahs upon umrahs that we perform. People were not impressed by our tahajjud namaz and our nafil fast and whatever other good deeds we may have performed by way of ibadah. That is there between us and Allah. But between us and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Allah, even those of other faiths and religions, it is our good ways, our good akhlaq, our good character that counts. And that is what has attracted people to Deenul Islam. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatul Ali, before I digress, let me just finish this incident. This great alim, he had a good friendship with this non-Muslim person. And it happened that sometime later this non-Muslim person passed away. The great alim saw this person in his dream that he was walking in the gardens of Jannah. And he was taken aback and he said, Lala ji, what are you doing in the Jannah of the Muslims? This is exclusively for the people of Iman and faith. He said, Maulana, what can I tell you? Before I passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in my heart that I should read the kalima la ilaha illallah. And I read the kalima and I left this world. That is why you see me in Jannah. Maulana asked him, but what prompted you to read the kalima? He said, because of one deed that I performed in my life. And that is, when my son was eating in public in the month of Ramadan, I reprimanded him and I told him, how dare you eat in public? Muslims are fasting, don't you have respect? At least respect the feelings of people of other religions. He says, that one act of mine, Allah loved it so much, that Allah Ta'ala inspired me to read the kalima at the time of my death. This is the manner and demeanor in which we should be conducting ourselves in this world, my dear friends. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, at the time of the opening of the Markaz in Dewsbury in UK, he gave a very, very inspiring speech, which I think every Muslim around the world, especially Muslim minorities, must read that. Alhamdulillah, from our organization side, Darul Ihsan Center, we have published those two speeches, one which he gave in Burma, and which he gave at the time of the opening of the Markaz in Dewsbury in England. Very, very profound speeches. And in that speech, Maulana mentioned to the Muslims of the UK that, remember one thing, you will not impress the people of this country by your acts of piety and righteousness, by putting up big grand mosques and so on. That is not what will win their hearts over. They are not coming inside your masjid to see your ibadat and your piety. But what will win them over is your demeanor and your conduct and character with them outside the masjid, your akhlaq and your character. That is what will impress the people and that is what will win their hearts over. If a person didn't come into the fold of Islam, at least he will not have hostility or a kind of negative perception or a very bad impression of Muslims. He will have a good impression of Muslims. This is the manner in which we need to conduct ourselves, my dear friends. Inshallah, now a nikah is going to take place. Again, what is nikah all about? Nikah is about good character, good conduct. Husband and wife, we learn to live in harmony. We learn to live with mutual love and respect, kindness and compassion, forgiveness and tolerance. We practice these qualities at home. Then we will be able to display these qualities outside. If a person learns to control his temper, he learns to tolerate and forgive and overlook little mistakes of his wife, and the wife overlooks mistakes of the husband, and they live a life of harmony in principle. Ups and downs are part and parcel of any relationship in this world. But in general, it's a good, harmonious, loving relationship. Then that will then flow over outside the home. But if they cannot live in harmony as a couple, then what are they going to display to the people outside? So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this marriage and nikah and put a lot of khair and goodness and unify the hearts and fill the hearts with all those beautiful attributes and qualities that make a nikah successful. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.